Okay, endocrine therapy in estrogen receptor positive disease. Now, everything that I say from now on is going to be split between ER plus and ER negative disease. In this country, something of the order of 80%, or 75-80% of the breast cancers in Western Europe, North America, would be ER positive. And the test is really cheap. Immunohistochemical tests are really cheap. And any degree of ER positivity on immunohistochemistry indicates responsiveness to endocrine treatment. Even weekly ER plus is responsive. I'm even going to split the chemo results by ER positivity or not, because there's been this weird belief that chemo doesn't work in ER plus disease. Again, it's just not true. Okay, but let's take tamoxifen. Tamoxifen really doesn't work in ER-negative disease. If you do your test right, then endocrine therapy doesn't work, unsurprisingly, in ER-negative disease. And as endocrine therapy is one of the most important things you could possibly do, really all samples should be routinely and reliably tested for ER positivity, with a false negative ER measurement being a life-threatening medical mistake. So I want to look at the trials of 5 years of tamoxifen versus not, 10,000 randomized, and then I want to look at the trials of 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor versus tamoxifen, 20,000 randomized, but then the effect is smaller. Now, this is the only effect I'm going to show you that's actually big-ish, 5 years of tamoxifen versus not. But I'm going to also remember that most of the trials that were done were trials of either 1 or 2 years of tamoxifen versus not, where the effect isn't so big, or trials of 5 years versus 1 or 2 years of tamoxifen, where again, the effect isn't so big. But fortunately, they also did some trials of a good regimen, 5 years versus nothing, and so we can just look at them. But if we look at it as it was discovered, the original discovery was that 1 or 2 years of tamoxifen is doing something, but not a very big gain, and that 5 years is a bit better than 1 or 2 years.